We are continuing now in the Agadata on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we're approximately 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, and we're going to talk about the Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Rav Ovin Bar Rav Ada Omar Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. It's interesting that God is not a goof. This is anthropomorphic. How could he wear tefillin? And Rav Haigon apparently says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Kesher Shel Tefillin and Hanochas Tefillin. All this is Lamaris Ayin, Kederech Shel Limdo Es Maisa Mishkan. This was all in a vision. Kechol Ani Asher Ani Mar'e Oscha Es Tavnis HaMishkan V'es Tavnis Kol Kelov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. It's like a vision, an abstract vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin. And he shows Moshe how to wear tefillin. Now, the Rashba asks the following question. The Gemara, later on, B'samuch, is going to clarify which psukim, which verses in the Torah are written in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, we're going into the innards of the tefillin. You know, what's inside the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It doesn't seem like it's just a vision. But perhaps this is all a mashal, and we shouldn't take this literally, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually wears tefillin. But there's something in tefillin, conceptually, and that gives us a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We wear tefillin to remind ourselves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Keneged HaLev, Keneged HaMoach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remind himself, Kaviyochel, of us on an ongoing basis. That's his tefillin. Biki Amcha Yisrael. And the Rasha speaks about an inyan of Dveikus, that just like Klal Yisrael are Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too God is Dovik, Kaviyochel, in us. And there's no question that this entire Maimar is a chida, it's a mashal, it's a metaphor, and it's coming to convey that message of simonim, that a person should have simonim, and that's in his lev, in his rosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants to teach us that there are simonim, and that indicates that he created the world for a certain tachlis, and Klal Yisrael are very much inherent and essential to that, to the part of that tachlis. Shenemar, what's the source? A pasuk in Yeshaya, Nishba Hashem b'yimino u'bizro u'zo. B'yimino zu Torah. Shenemar b'yimino eish dos lomo. Ubizra uzo elu tefillin shenemar liamo Hashem oz liamo yiten. So God, in this pasuk in Yeshaya, takes a shvua with his right hand, his roa uzo. Right hand means his Torah. The Torah is always on the right. Mimino ish das lomo, which is a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, and bizra uzo is a reference to tefillin. Hashem oz liamo yitein, a pasuk in tefillin. So we have tefillin and tefillin. Now, eish dos has something to do with eish shchor al gabi levana, and the zroa uzo is kaviyochel Hashem's left side, where he puts on tefillin. The Torah he holds in his right side, and this becomes clear from the Gemara in Masecht Nazir, Minayin Li Omer Yamin Shehishrua Shenemar Nishba Hashem B'Yamino Minayin LaOmer Smol Shehishrua Shenemar V'Zroa Uzo. Zroa is the Smol, and the Gemara needs to derive that Hashem puts on tefillin from Sefer Yeshaya, even though again V'Ra'isa Sachorai, in the case of Moshe, Rashi says Herakesh Shel Tefillin. But if we only had that pasuk, we wouldn't know more than the kesher shel tefillin. Now we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish is meiniach tefillin. Minayin shatefillin oz. How do we know that this pasuk ubizra uzo is referring to tefillin? Shatefillin oz heim li Yisrael. Hashem oz yamo yitain. Tefillin gives power to the people of Israel. And here the Gemara quotes a pasuk at the end of Chumash, the Chsiv, Vero, Kalami, Oretz, Gishem, Hashem, Nikra, Alechav, Yorim, Mimeka. The nations of the world would see the name of God on us. V'tanya, Rabbi Lezah, Golom, El, Tefillin, Shavarosh. That's why the Tefillin, Shavarosh always have to be exposed, because it's the Tefillin, Shavarosh that's visible to the nations of the world. Now, why are the Goyim afraid, Dafka, of Tefillin, Shavarosh? Rashi says, because of the word Shin Dalad Yud, the name of God that's on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And Tosa seems to assume here that we find many places that the Ritzuos are not considered part of the Tefillin. So if you're constructing the Shin Dalad Yud from the Ritzuos, that's not really what it's all about. But rather, the reason why the Goyim are afraid of that Tefillin Shel Rosh is because they stand high on our head. Everyone can see them. They're always begilui, not like the tefillin shel yad, which is mechusa. Omar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Chiyo bar Avin, Hani tefillin demari alma, the tefillin of the Adon Ha'olam, the Master of the Universe, Maksiv Bey. What psukim are inscribed in the parashios of tefillin? We know in our tefillin we have Shema Yisrael, Vayim Shema, Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, Vayaki V'Yacha, four parashios that make up Yichud and Shemot Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remember his mitzvahs. But tefillin Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it say in them? Amar Le Reb Chiya answers Reb Nachman, and he says that tefillin Shal Rosh Umi Ki Amcha Yisrael Goyech Baruch, the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Umi Mishtabeach Kodesh Brichu B'Shvachayu Di Yisrael. So Rav Nachman comes back and he asks Rabbi Chiya, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sense praise himself because of the praise of Israel, Mi Ki'amcha Yisrael? And Rabbi Chiya responds in, that's true. Tichsiv es Hashem emarta hayom, v'Hashem emircha hayom. Emarta is a language of shevach, of chashivus. Am Yisrael's meshabeach. Am Yisrael praises and uplifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Meshabech of Yisrael. Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, God says to Israel, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Bolam, you are the ones who declared my unity, my oneness, my uniqueness here in this universe. V'afani Esa Eschem Chativa Achas Bolam, I'll make you something unique and singular in this world, and I will praise you. Ani asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. Atem asisuni shenemar shma Yisrael shem alkeinu shem echad. V'ani aseschem chativa achas ba'olam shenemar umi kiyamcha Yisrael goyecha ba'aretz. You have declared my oneness, my uniqueness. I will do the same for you. Omale Rav Acha braid the Rav Rav Ashi tenach bechadbesa. You can definitely justify one of the batim of tefillin. But there are four batim of tefillin in the tefillin shel rosh. What psukim are in the other batim? Bishar batim mai. Amale Rav Ashi says to Rav Acha, the psukim that are written in the other parashas, number one is mi ki mi goy gadol. In parashas Vaschanan, Hashalol him krovim elav kashem alkeinu shekol kareinu elav. Another pasuk there in Vaschanan, mi goy gadol shalochu kim mishpatim tzadikim kechal Torah asher anochi nosein lefnecha v'yom. And finally, a third pasuk, which is at the end of Chumash Dvarim, Ashrecha Yisrael mi kamocha am nosha b'Hashem mogen ezrecha v'asher cherev gavosecha v'ikach ashuay v'chaloch v'ato al b'mosemo tidroch. So we have already three pasukim that sing the praise of Klal Yisrael. And now we have a fourth pasuk. O Anisa Elokim, Lavolo Kachas Lo Goy Mikarev Go B'Masos U'Mosim. And finally, the Gemara adds another pasuk. Now, we're going to have to figure out there are five psukim. If this fifth pasuk comes through, then we only have four batim. How do we fit in a fifth pasuk? In any event, it says there at the end of Chumash Dvarim, Ulititcha elyon al kol agoyim asher os, ulitilo l'shem ulitiferes li'os am kadosh Hashem al-kek asher diber. So we are the unique chosen people. And the psukim here that are enumerated differently than the Seder that are written in the Torah. And this really reflects the Shita of Beinu Tam in terms of Seder Anochas Parshas Betfilin. That's a sugya unto itself. Ihachi Gemara asks, Nefishe Le Tuve Bati, have five psukim. Together with Umi Kamcha Yisrael, you have six psukim. And the Tfilin Shal Rosh only has four. Batim Ela, says the Gemara, you know what the Seder of Parshas and the Tfilin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Ki mi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, d'damian adodi, two psukim that are almost identical, are written together, b'chad besa, in one bias. Ashrech Yisrael, umi kamcha Yisrael, b'chad besa. Again, two similar ideas, that Klal Yisrael is one singular nation. And the pasuk, Oran Yisrael, Kim, that belongs to another bias, and finally with Tizcha Elyon, that belongs to a fourth bias. So we have four batim. We have six psukim, four batim, and two of these batim have double psukim. And now we turn to Daf Vavam and Beis Vekuluk Sive Be'edra E. All of them are written on God's Zroa. Klomar, this means that all four parshiyos are written in the Tefillin Shel Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one bias. In other words, the Tefillin Shel Rosh have four batim, and the Tefillin Shel Yad has only one bias. And all these psukim are written in one bias, one single bias in the Shel Yad, but they are divided up into four batim for the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Another statement of Ravin Bar Rav Ado, the name of Yitzchak, with regard to Tefillin of Beis HaKnesses, anyone who comes on a daily basis consistently to the Beis HaKnesses, if he's missing on one day, Hashem is already wondering and asking, why isn't he there? Again, you might ask, what do you mean, Mashil Olav? What does that phrase mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'or the Malachim and all his angels and agents up in Shamayim to find out about him. And if they're going to mention his iniquities, there's going to be some sort of condemnation against him because he didn't show up. Shenemar mi bochem, Apostle Yeshaya, Yirei Hashem, Shomeach b'kol avdo asher holach, chashechim v'ein nogelo. And we're going to darsh in this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, what happened to this person? He's a Yirei Shamayim. He's a Shomer B'kol. He's my Eved. Every day he comes early to the Beis HaKnesses. He comes to Davin. He comes to listen to the Shliach Tzibur. V'ata, now, this man went to some dark place, meaning to a Dvar Rishus. And he prevented himself from being mashkim to the Beis HaKnesses. Obviously, we're not discussing a case of onus. We're not talking about someone who was ill or whatever reason couldn't make it to shul. The pasuk says, "Mi ha'ish yirei Hashem," and then it says, "Asher holach hashochim." There seems to be an inner contradiction in this very pasuk. He's a yirei shemayim in the reish of the pasuk. He's holach hashochim in the darkness. In the Sefer of the Pasuk, and this double language, Asher Holach Hashachim V'Ein Nogelo, and there's no light for him, two phrases that seem to be synonymous. So Rabbi Yitzchak interprets this Pasuk as referring to a person who's in Yirei Shamayim. He comes on a regular basis to Shul, but on one occasion he skips. Why? Hishkim Lelech Machashecha Kodem Shiyala Ashach L'makom Acher. He was on a trip, and when did he embark? It was in the middle of the night, which is called Bechashechim, and it was too early to daven. And therefore we're going to say that if he went for Dvar Rishus, then ain no galo. If he went for Dvar Mitzvah, it's no galo. It's light for him. The Gemara now darshins v'ye no galo. Im l'dvar mitzvah holach, no galo. Im l'dvar rishus holach, ein no galo. The end of the pasuk is Yivtach b'shem Hashem v'yishon belokov, my timer. Why does it say that this person is going to be punished because he went to Dvar Rishus? He was Osek Bitzrachov. Mishum Dahavi Liftof Hashem. He should have relied on God, that God would provide for him. And even if he's going to go first to the Beis HaKnesses, to Davin, Hashem will take care of him. This is a tremendous, powerful message of faith. That here a person thinks he has all the reason in the world not to go to shul. He's got a pressing meeting. He's got a business deal that he has to go to. No. He is going to be Boteach Hashem, Yiftach Hashem Hashem, Yishon Melokov, and even though there's something calling, something pressing, he should go to Davin first, and God will not rob him of any opportunities. Tremendous amount of faith that's called Nogalo. When a person is Osik B'schori, he's trying to be Marviach, he's trying to be in Farnes, he's trying to have an income, that might be considered Dvar Mitzvah, and he's allowed to come late to Shul, or to miss Shul. But we're talking about a Dvar Rishus, where no one's relying on him, he just wants to make some extra money. He doesn't need that money directly to support himself or his family. And that's Ein Nogalo. He missed up on a glorious opportunity. Now some interpret that this whole discussion only applies to someone who's ragil. He always comes to the Beis HaKnesses on a regular basis. And therefore he should be Boteach B'Shem Hashem. He's not going to lose anything because he goes to the synagogue. Because as Kohelet says, Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dvara. But if he's not ragil in Ashkamas Beis HaMidrash, then he has nothing to rely on, to be Boteach on, that he won't be mafsa, that he won't lose anything. Because schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah, the Gemara says in Kiddush. Om Rav Yochanan b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'beis HaKnes lo motza asara, where he can't find 10 people, miyad hu koes. He gets angry. Shenema, the Pasuk says, madua Bossi v'ein ish karasi v'ein oner. I came and there was no one there. I called out, there was no answer. Where is everybody? Hello, is anybody home? I come to the Beis HaKnesses, there's no minyan. There won't be a possibility of Dovah Shem Kiddush, of Kaddish, of Kiddush, of Baruch Hu, of Chazor Sashatz. All this is down. And why? Because there's no minyan. And every individual should feel the weight of the responsibility that the minyan depends upon him. Again, unless there are thousands of people, you have to universalize your action, your behavior. Make sure you're at the Beis HaKnesses. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, he doesn't find 10, he finds 9. Madu Abasi Vein Ish. Where's that last Ish that we need? We call it the center for the minyan. The Beis HaKnesses does not have a minyan of 10 people to answer a Dovah Shem Kedusha. And Ish is no Trikun Amen Yehe Shmei, which is such a critical part of davening as Kedusha Hashem. And Rabbi Yonah writes, first let's read the Gemara, Omer Av Chelbo, Omer Av Huna Kol HaKoveh Makom L'Tfilaso Elokei Avraham B'Ezro. There's a certain inherent power in a tefillah b'makom kavua. And Rabbi Yonah says that this is not talking about a kfiyas makom b'tefillah, but rather the entire Beis HaKnesset is called a Makom Tefila. So it doesn't really matter so much, says Rabbi Yon, if he sits one time in this corner of the shul, another time in a different corner of the shul. But the main thing is he's Koveya Makom Tefila, and it should be in a Beis HaKnesset. And on those occasions where he cannot go to the Beis HaKnesset and he has to daven by himself in his house, he should designate a certain place as a Makom Kavua. Kviyas and Tefillah in Tefillah is very, very important. Do you hear that? Are you able to identify with this and let it penetrate the Makom Tefillah, a Kviyas? You got to go back to the same place. And the Yerushalmi says, "Kol kovei makom tefilaso bebeisol ispal ki ilu ikifa mechitza shel barisol." He's protected by Hashem because of this kfius. Now we derive this from a pasuk by Avram Avinu. It says, "Elkei Avram Avinu." Avram was kovei makom tefilaso be Ezra. He should be there for your help, just like God helped and protected Avram. Because Avram was makpin on a makom tefila, so too we will be makpin on a makom tefila, and we will link up to that great blessing that God bestowed upon Avram Avinu. Ukshemes, when a person who had kfiyas makom dies, omrim lo, they say about him in a hesped, a anav, where is this humble person? A chasa, where is this pious person? Oilana, woelana, that we've lost an honor, we lost a chasim, talmidim shal Avram Avinu, a student, a disciple of Abraham. And the Gemara will tell us in Masechta Sanhedrin, hey chasid, hey anav. The chasid comes first and then the anav. First you have to be a baal chasidus. Chassidus means that you're careful and meticulous about observing the Torah, and you go even beyond the letter of the law out of a love for Hashem. And l'chora, we might ask the following question: what is this anova have to do with kviyas makom l'tfila? And in Ovid Yehuda says that the ikar inyan of kviyas makom l'tfila is because when a person davens in a makom, Mesuyam, a well-specified, designated place, then he brings the Kedusha to that place, and when he comes back to David in that same place, he enjoys and he identifies with that Kedusha, and Hashem will accept his tefillos. The Avram Avinu Minola and the Kama Makom. How do we know that Avram was the one who was Koveh Makom, the Siv, it says, Vayashkem Avram Babokel Makom Asher Amad Shom. And Avram wakes up and he goes back to the same place where he davened previously. Ein Amidah La Tefila Asher Amad Shom Mitz Tefila Shenemer Vayamod Pinchas Vayifalel. And this pasuk Vayifalel might just be the source for the word Tefila. Palel is Tefila. Palel means a certain self-criticism, self-introspection. And that's what we have to do in tefillah. Omar Rabbi Chelbo, Omar Rav Huna, Hayotzei mi beis ha-knesses al yafsia psia kasa. Person should not take long steps, large steps, as if he's running away from shul. He indicates with his behavior that he's got to go. You know, this is enough hanging around the beis ha-knesses. I did my 20 minutes. Now I got to be on my way. The whole business of tefillah is a burden on his shoulders. That's how he sees it. We're talking about mefak, meaning going out. When he leaves the Beis HaKnesses, he should take his time and be gradual, indicate that he's sad to depart from the Beis HaKnesses. Avolameo, when he's going into the Beis HaKnesses, mitzvah lemirhat. Mirhat means to run. He should run. He is so anxious and so excited about the opportunity of learning Torah. And the opportunity to daven to Hashem, that he runs into shul. And the pasuk in Hosea says, V'neid'a nirdefa ladas Hashem. There's a mitzvah, the rodev, to run after yediyas habore, And that translates into tefillah. Now, why did Abai need to explain that this din only applies to someone who is yotzei mibeis haknesses? He shouldn't be in a rush, as opposed to someone who enters into the beis hamikdash. After all, Rav Huna says explicitly, "Yotzei mibeis haknesses." He's obviously addressing leaving beis haknesses. So the Marsha answers that Abai didn't need to teach me that nichnas beis hakness on his way in, he should be in a rush to get there. But rather, we're talking about in Abai's frame of reference a person who leaves the beis hakness and he wants to go to the beis hamedrash. And we'll have sugyas later on about beis hakness and beis hamedrash. But he's on his way to the beis hamedrash, and Abai therefore says that the din of Rav Huna that you're not allowed to leave from a beis hakness with psia gasa, with these large psios, but rather he should leave the beis hakness to go to his asokim. However, if he leaves the beis hakness and his express purpose is to enter into beis hamedrash lilmot Torah, then he's a mitzvah to run there. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Meireish initially ki have a chazina l'rabbanon dekarate lepirkei b'shabsa. When I saw that Talmidim of the Yeshiva would run to hear the drush on Shabbos, I mean, I even think, Kamachalyon Rabbanon Shabbos. So this is a violation of Shabbos, because on Shabbos we don't run through the streets. There's an Isur Psia Gasa on Shabbos. And this is derived from a Poskim Toshim, Mishabbos Raglecha. But came in the Shamal Ahad Rabbi Tam from Mom Rabbi Yeshua Levi, when I heard this quote that li olam yoritz adam l'dvar aloch v'afilu b'shabbos, then I changed my philosophy and I understood that running to the shul to hear the drasha, to daven, even if it's Shabbos, is not only permissible but it's the ideal. Shenemar Achrei Hashem Yelchu B'Kiaryei Yishag. And the end of the pasuk is Ki Hu Yishag V'Yecheradu V'Yecheradu Bonim Miyam. In other words, a person should run after the Bore, just like a person runs away from a lion, and that's even on Shabbos. Anon Nami Rietna. Now that I heard this unbelievable statement in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says Rabbi Zeira, I am going to get my gym shoes, and I too will be knowing this minig lorutz, to run to the Beis HaKnesses, to daven, run to the Beis HaMedrash, to learn, to hear drashas, to learn Torah. This is what I'm going to do, and even on Shabbos. And in all likelihood, this is not a din of dechia, where one mitzvah is being docha another mitzvah, but rather this is not called a ritza that would interfere and undermine with Kedusha Shabbos. Now it's interesting that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Li olam yoritz adam lidvar halacha afilu v'shabbos. Now I'm not sure this is a matir that for the sake of expressing his eagerness, he's so anxious, he can't wait in anticipation to get there, to shul, to daven, to learn, that we're going to override the Shabbos. Or is it more likely that there is no overriding of the Shabbos here, but this is the way we integrate the Ava for Torah, for Limud Torah, for Tefillah with Shabbos? However, there are poskim that slach amongst them who maintain that this whole deal of running on Shabbos is only appropriate to get to the drasha, because if he doesn't get to the drasha, he will miss the drasha, and that's it. But if he's just he's trying to indicate his chavivus, his love for the mitzvahs, then he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to run through the streets in a public affair on Shabbos. So we see that it's not, as we said, hutra, but it's rather dechuya. Shenemar, what's the source for this? Achrei Hashem Yelchu Ke'aryei Yishag. A person should run after the borei just the same way he would run away from a lion. And that even on Shabbos. Hanonami Rehitin, as we said before, he would do it too. Omar Abizera. Agra de Pirka Rata. The Iker Schar that he gets for coming to hear the drasha of the Chacham is the Ritza. The fact that he shows how zealous, how in anticipation, how anxious he is to get to the shul to hear the drasha. Not on the drasha itself, because apparently, if we want to be cynical, most people don't even understand the drasha. Or at least not on the deeper level. Omar Abai Agra de Kaladukha. They used to gather together on Shabbos, especially the Shabbos before one of the shloshes for Golan, and they would hear a drasha from the Chacham, Hilchas Achag, Kodem Achag, Shloshim Yom. And the schar here, says Abai, is duchka. Duchka means you feel the tzfifus, you feel it's very crowded, the people are pushing against you. Again, even though you're eager to hear the drasha, the premise is that you won't remember the drasha. But what you will remember is the tzvifus, how crowded it was, and people were sweating, and so forth. And that's the scar you're going to get. Omar Rava Agra Dishmata Svara. The scar for Esek Limana Torah is when he's yogea, when he's toreach, when he's thinking, he's contemplating, trying to come up with a new insight into the Torah, to investigate its meaning. Kedei lahavin, bekol davar shalomed, anything he learns, he wants to understand. There's an important Rashi here called Igra de Pirka, and Rashi says the schar is going to be as we saw for Dochka. And why is that? Because most people don't have the capacity, Lahamid Girsa, to really follow what's going on in such a profound way. Lomer Shmur Bipi Rabim, that if you ask them and you quiz them, what did you learn from your Rebbe? Liachar Zman, you waited a bit of a time to ask them, they'll never have an answer. Why? Because they didn't understand, they didn't comprehend the concept that underlies, the principle that underlies. And therefore the details are just all mishkababbled in his mind. He won't be able to remember them, he won't have any recall, and when his Rebbe asks him questions, he'll look dumbfounded, he doesn't know the answer. And therefore you cannot expect a person to receive schar for limud when he really doesn't understand what he's learning. And therefore we'll give him schar on the merutza, on the sweat, the running, the ritza. We'll give him schar for duchka, for all these extraneous things. Omar of Papa Agra de Beitamya Shtikasa. The schar that a person gets when he goes to the Beis Avel is not because he's plopling away and discussing and telling him how the football scores, but rather on the shtika. The shtika, the silence, is an identification to empathize with the Avel. Sit there quietly. People come in to a Beis Avel and they just keep talking about Narishkeit. That's not schar of Nichum Avelim. Omar Azucha Agra de Tanisa Tzidkasa. People fast away on a Tainis Tzibur, but the schar is for the tztaka that they give after the Tainis to be Mefarnes Taniyim, who fasted that entire day. Omar Avsheshes Agra de Speda Daluye. The main schar that a person gets when he gives a hesped and he eulogizes someone who passed away is if people raise their voice and cry. They shed a tear. In our time, this is rare, that the audience hears a hesped and they break down crying. Only Nebuchadnezzar catastrophes. Omar of Ashi Agra de Behi Lule Mile. The schar that you get for dancing in front of the Chosukala is Tvarim, is for the words you say to the Chassid Kala. You tell him that the Kala is beautiful. Kalinova Chasuda. The Gemara now brings another statement of Rav Huna with regard to a person who davens outside of the shul. Amar Rav Huna kol mispal achorei beis haknesses. If he goes to the back and he goes around the beis haknesses, and that's where he davens, against the coastal of the achorei beis haknesses, is nikar rasha. In other words, it's not enough to say that his tefillah was incomplete, but there's a certain rishus here, a certain element of kfira here. So what is all this hype about someone who davens behind the kosel of the back of the shul, and he's a rasha, and some people are shami yisalochun? And the answer is lo amar abay lo amaran el delo mahader api lebe knishta. We're talking about a person who, instead of looking towards the Beis HaKnesses, towards the sanctuary where people are davening, he turns his back to the people who are davening. And he looks in a different direction entirely. For example, if everyone is being mispaled to the Mairov, he's mispaled to the Mizrach. Such a person is called a Rasha. In essence, he's denying God. Entire tzibur is inside the shul davening, he's on the outside. The entire tzibur is davening towards the heichal, and he's davening to the other side. He's standing on the outside of the Beis HaKnesses, and perhaps he is scoffing, he's like looking down on this whole enterprise of tefillah v'tzibur. He's outside, he's on the outs. Now, if a person is inside the Beis HaKnesses, then it's very important that he davens in the same direction as the rest of the tzibur inside the Beis HaKnesses. If he davens towards a different side, he's not called a Rasha, because in any event, he's standing inside the Beis HaKnesses, he's being mishtatef with the tzibur. Now, if he stands me'achorei kosel shel aron kodesh, so that's already a different case. And let me just see, I'm sorry, I lost the place here. The print here is a little bit small, and it's late at night. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. If he stands on the outside of the kosel, where the Aron Kodesh is against the kosel, then if he's looking towards the Aron Kodesh, towards the tzad, so even though he may be looking in a different direction, but he is mispalel etzad shatzibur mispalelim. So everyone's pointing in that direction, he's also going to point in that direction. He's not trying to scoff by putting his back up against the wall of the Beis HaKnesses. Ahu Gavra, the Gemara tells the story, the Kamatzli Achori Beiknishta, he was davening behind the Beis HaKnesses, V'lo Mahadar Api Beiknishta, and he wasn't looking towards the Beis HaKnesses. Cholef Elio Anovi came by, Chazi saw this person, Idamile Kitayoya, and he appeared as a Socher Aravi, which is called a Tayora. So Elio says to this individual, Kidu Bar Kaimis Kamimora. Are there chas v'shom two rishayos that the people inside are davening towards one rishus and you are davening towards another rishus? In other words, your behavior indicates that chalila there are two rishus in this world, because all the mispalim inside the Beis HaKnesses are mispalim towards one side and he's looking towards the other side. And there's an accusation of kfira, shalaf safse ravakatle. And at that point, according to the literal translation of this Gemara, Elio Anovi took out a cherev and he killed that person. Now again, many Girsos will take out those words, but what's going on here is that it seems at the surface that someone who davens to the other side is Chayav Misa. And Eliyahu HaNavi was sent as a messenger of God to kill him. However, maybe when it says Idmele Kitaya, it doesn't mean that Eliyahu HaNavi appeared to this man as if he was a Socher Aravi, but the opposite. That man looked in the eyes of Eliyahu, he appeared to be a Socher Aravi. That's why Eliyahu killed him. But the Ben Ish Chai asks a number of questions on this interpretation of the Marsha. He says, is an Aravi obligated to make sure that he looks at the same side as the Jews do, such that now if he doesn't do so, he looks the other way, he gets misa, he gets killed? And also, furthermore, at that time, the belief of the Islam was not yet popularized, but rather the Aravim of those days, the Arabs, were worshipping idols. So how can you say about Eliyahu? How could Eliyahu say to him, Kamei Marach? If the Marsha's interpretation is correct, that Eliyahu took him mistakenly for Socher Aravi, and that's why he killed him, so then why is he saying to the Socher Aravi, who believes in idols, you know, that you've sort of set up two Rishuyos? I mean, forget about two Rishuyos. I mean, he's an idol worshiper. And furthermore, how is it possible that Eliyahu would actually kill someone who is Jewish, Bishkaga, thinking, mistakenly taking him for an Aravi? Therefore, the Ben Ish Chai interprets that Eliyahu killed this person knowing full well he was Jewish because he went against the Chachamim and he was mispalel me'achorei beis HaKnesses. Not that technically he's chayav misa, misa's bezdin, but ha'over al divrei chachamim, somebody who flaunts, he rebels against the words of the chachamim, is chayav misa v'dei shamayim. And this person certainly violated the divrei chachamim, who said also l'spal me'achorei beis HaKnesses. Eliyahu was sent min ha'shamayim to mete out the misa v'dei shamayim. And furthermore, says the Ben Ish Chai, the reason why this person looked like an Aravi, or I should say why Eliyahu looked to this person as if he was an Aravi, and that's Kiddushim Shemayim, that the Roim should think that even a guy understands that a person should not, this elementary principle that a person should not daven me'achorei beis HaKnesses. Now we go back to the Gemara. Amar Lei Hahumi Rabbanu, one of the Chachom say to Rabbi Bar Abaye, V'Amri Lei, others say it was Rabbi Bar Abaye who spoke to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Maidach Siv, Krum Zula, Zulus, Zulus, Livnei Adam. What is the meaning of this Pasuk, which appears right after the Pasuk, Sviv Rishayim Yishalechon? Now if you take a look quickly in the Torah R, you'll see that this is a pasuk in the 12th chapter of Tehillim. So he answered him, Elu dvar ma'omdim berumo shel olam. In other words, tefillah is something that's called omed berumo shel olam. And zolos l'bnei odom is zalzol in bohem. People are not careful, they don't realize the power of tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer, the Amit Shavayu, a different pshat in the same pasuk. Kevan shenitz tarech adam lebrios ponav nishtanos kikrum shenem akrum zulas bnei adam. When a person has to come on to other people, he needs their chesed. He's dependent upon them. He becomes cheapened in their eyes because he's so dependent on them. And as a result, his countenance changes. Shenem akrum zulas bnei adam. You can see it on his face, that he is pained and embarrassed by the fact that people say, oh look, he's totally dependent upon us. My krum, the Gemara wants to know, what does the word krum mean? Right? Chaf, resh, vav, mem. If you take a Targum Yonasan until we base on that pasuk, he says ke'aluka. In other words, aluka motzetzis is kind of a bug that sucks your blood. So Gemara says, ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Omar, he said, of echad yesh bekrachei ayam ukrum shmo. There's a bird that flies way out there, and it's called krum. Kevin shechama zorachas, when the sun breaks in the morning, mishapech lekama gvonim, it changes its colors, it's like a chameleon. And a person who depends upon others to do him good, then his face is embarrassed, his colors change. Rabbi Amar of Asi, the Amri Chavayu, Ki'ilu Nidon B'Shnei Dinim. It's as if he would be judged with two different kinds of harsh judgment. Be'esh u'b'mayim shenemer, Hirkavta Anosh L'Roshenu, Banu Ba'esh u'b'mayim Pasukin Tilim. It means Hirkavta Anosh L'Roshenu is Hishlata to Adam Aleinu Lios Noshe Banu. Somebody's going to demand prepayment for the loan, and that is called Hirkavta Anosh L'Roshenu. Our head is sort of bowed. And Banu Ba'esh Ramayim, we come into two different types of harsh dinim. That's when you have to come on to ask for a loan from someone. The Gemara elsewhere says, Yaseh Eshaboso Chol V'al Yitztarech Lebrios. Even if it means he doesn't want to dress, he won't dress the proper way that he thinks he should be dressing on Shabbos because he doesn't have the money to buy the begadim. Instead of panhandling and asking and being dependent on others for their great favors, he should dress down if need be. We have to have a special, meticulous care that as soon as we get a chance to daven mincha, we should take advantage of that opportunity. Sharei Elio, when Elio at the time of the sinners who worship Baal, when he gathered together the people, and when he tried to lower in their eyes the Nevi'ei HaBaal, lo nena, his tfilos were not answered, when he begged that the Eish should come Shemayim, Ela b'tfilas Mincha. It was only at the beginning of the time for Mincha Shenemar, Pasukim Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, Vayehi ba'alos ha-mincha Vayigash Elio ha-novi ve-yomar El Shem Elkei Avram Yitzchak v'Yisrael Hayom yivadak yato Eloheinu Elohim v'Yisrael Vani avdecha u'bidvarcha Sisi es kol advar ma'ele Aneni Hashem aneni V'yedu ha'am azek yato Hashem Elokim. And after this very, very impassionate plea and supplication, God responds to tefillah. In the next pasuk, it says, "Vatipol eish Hashem vatochal asolav eseitzim," etc., etc. And all this was mincha time. Why did Elio have to double his language and beg Hashem, "Aneni Hashem, Aneni"? First, "Aneni shetereid eish min hashamayim," and then "Aneni shelo yomru maisek shofim him." First, the miracle itself, and secondly, that people shouldn't attribute this to Kishuf, as if he was using some sort of sorcery power and brought down the fire from heaven. All this was meant to bring about the belief of Hashem Elokim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Bitfilas Arvus. A person should be very careful, and at the first opportune moment he should daven Ma'ariv Shenemar, because the Poskim Tilm Kuf Mem Aleph Tikon Tfilasik Toris Lefanecha Mas'as Kapai Minchas Orev. And the Poskim indicates that a person should be Somech his Tfilas Arvus to the Ketores of Bein Arbayim. The Ketores was done after the Tamid, and it was the last Avoda after Mincha, but a person should daven Ma'ariv at the beginning of the night, Samuch, at the time of Avodas HaKetores. And this pasuk, by the way, is quoted in the Sfaradim almost all the time, on a daily basis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar Af Tfilas Shachris, he should be very careful to daven at the earliest time, Shenemar Hashem Boker, Tishma Koli Boker Erach Lecha Vatzapeh. David HaMelech says that Boker, when it's early in the morning, that's the time. And again, the word boker appears twice here to teach us that he should be makdim, he should try to make it as early as possible. And the Gemara Pesachim speaks about that, to be makdim, the ketores shel shachar, because of baboker, baboker. And there's no machlokas here. Each amora is adding something to the other. In all three tefillos, there are reasons why we should try to be mispal behekdem as soon as possible. The amar Rabbi Chelbam Rav Huna kol anena misudas chosav yenu mesamcho over b'chamisha kolos. A person comes to a sudas chasana and he's not misameh the chosav. Well, what about the pasuk in Yirmiyah? Shenema kol sason v'kol simcha kol chasam v'kol kara kol omrim hodu Hashem hodu es Hashem tzvakos. There are five kolos that are mentioned in this pasuk in the context of simchas chasam v'kal five times over. And he doesn't care about the simcha of kol chasan v'kol kala. He's there just to eat at the suda. But if he misamcho maschar, what's the great reward that's earmarked for someone who is misameh the chasam kalam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi zochel l'Torah? Why? Because nitna l'chamisha kolos. So those five kolos of kol chasan v'kol kala, etc., etc., correspond to the five kolos of Torah. And where do we find the five kolos of Torah? And again, what's the connection here between Torah and Simchas Chosav Akala? Because the day of the Torah is like the day of Simchas Chosav Akala. But Shenema in the Parsha in Yisro of Matan Torah, Shmos Yutes, it says, Vayhi Bayom Ashlishi Biyos HaBoker Vayhi Kolosu Brakim V'anon Kaved Alahar V'kol Shofar. There are three kolos that are mentioned in this pasuk. It says, Vayhi Kolos, and that's plural, so that gives us two. And then it says kol shofar, and then it says vayhi kol shofar. Altogether, there are five kolos here. Moshe yedavar l'kim yanenu b'kol. So we see that sacha kol with matan Torah, there are five kolos. And to be zocher to Torah, all you have to do is be mesameach the chasa de kala. That seems like something pretty relatively simple and a lot of fun. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Eini, is it really so that there are only five kolos mentioned in Matan Torah v'aksiv? What about another pasuk in the next chapter in Shmos Perek Chof? It says kol amro imes hakolos. So we have another two kolos to add to the list. But the Gemara answers, no, those kolos that are mentioned there are not extra kolos that to the five, the original five, but osan kolos dekodem Matan Torah havu. These are the kolos that were before Matan Torah, that were mentioned in the Mikros, as we mentioned earlier. And this pasuk is telling us that even though Ein Adam Yochel Liros Kolos, there's no way that a human being could see kolos with his eyes, they are sounds. But Mikol Makom, Hayu Kolos Elu Nirim B'Derech Nes. Even though a person cannot see kolos, but these kolos were exposed or revealed to the naked eye through the sensational miracle that took place then at the time of Matan Torah. More statements about Simchas Chosav Akala. Rabbi Avo Omar. Rabbi Avo says if a person sameach the chosav kilu hikriv toda, it's like he brought a korban toda. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk kol sasom kol simcha kol chasom kol kala. And then Mevi'im Toda Beis Hashem. At the end of the pasuk, it says they bring a korban Toda to Beis Hashem. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, if a person Sameach Chasukalos Kilu Bona Achas Michurvas Yushalayim, he built up one of the dilapidated Churbanos of Yushalayim Shenemar, because in that very same pasuk it says, Ki Yashiv Eshvus Ha'oretz Kvarishon Omer Hashem. The Gemara now quotes another statement of Rabbi Chalva, the name of Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yira Shamayim Dvarav Nishmoim. People listen to what he has to say. Shenemar, as Koela says at the end of his great work, Sof Davar Kol Nishmoim Salakim Yirei Vesmit Sof Shmar Kizek Kol Adam. And we're going to darshan this pasuk as if it says that a person who's a Yirei Elokim and he observes the mitzvah Hashem, Dvarav Nishmoim B'Ozne Akol, his words are hearkened to by everyone. And that's what it means, Hakol Nishma. Mikey Zekol Adam, what did Koheles had in mind when he said this is all of man? Amar Abulazim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam Kulo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. The entire world, it was worth creating for this one individual who's a Yirei Shamayim. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahan Omar, Shkul Zeh Kineged Kol Olam Kulo. Shkul Zeh Kineged Kol Olam Kulo. This man, if you put him on one side of the scale, put the rest of the world on the other side of the scale, he will balance the scale. Rabbi Shimon Azi Omer, V'yamri Le'odis Seh, Rabbi Shimon Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra, Elo Litzaves. Tzeves means, Savta means Chavura. And Litzavas Lazeb means to a person like this one who is a Yirei Shamayim. Just a few points here to add as we come towards the last few lines for today's Shia and for today's Daf. The five Kolos that we spoke about are Simchas Chosim V'Kala. And this can be explained based on what we call Chochmas HaMuzika. There are eight different tones, different levels of kolos, but three of them would suffice for the use of man in his normal life. Sometimes he needs a high, loud voice, a high tone, that's a kol gadol, when he wants to communicate with someone at a distance. Sometimes he wants to whisper and say a secret in someone's ears. He uses a lower tone, but the rest of the time he uses the middle tone. But yet, he has five other tones. What are those tones for? Why did God give them to me? And the answer is, I don't need them for Chayei Adam, I need them for Avodas Hashem, B'simcha u'Birnana. And one of those basic avodos that have to be fulfilled, B'avoda, B'simcha u'Birnana, is Simchas Chos V'Kala. So therefore he has five kolos. And in those five kolos that are dedicated for Avodas Hashem, he should channel them towards Simchas Chos V'Kala. And if he doesn't misamech on these over on Chamesh Kol, maybe he's sort of wasted away these extra five kolos that Hashem gave us. And God commands a person, what? That he should listen? Is that what it says here? Sof Tavar called Nishma? Then it should have said Sof Tavar called Tishma. But rather, Nishma means that a Yirei Shamayim, his words are heeded to, people have respect for him, they listen carefully to what he has to say. And the Mishnah tells us in Avos that the greatest level of a person is to be Mevatel his Ratzon b'fnei Ratzono, and now others will be Mevatel their Ratzon to his Ratzon. In other words, he's Mevatel his Ratzon to the Ratzon HaBore, he's a Yirei Shamayim, others will listen to him, and they will want to fulfill his Ratzon. Now, if a person sees that no one's listening to him, then he should understand that something is lacking in his Yirei Shamayim. He should try to be mechaved his lev to be Yorei Es Hashem. Now, most people who are not Rishoyim, they listen to other people who are Yirei Shamayim, but Rishoyim won't listen to anybody, especially to a Yirei Shamayim. So this pasuk is really commanding us to be Yirei Shamayim. And Kizeh Kol Adam, that's the essence of man. He was created in order to be a Yirei Shamayim. But the drush of the Gemara seems to indicate that this pasuk is dedicated to Shvachos Shel Adam Yirei Shamayim, to be Meshabech the Yirei Shamayim and put him on a high pedestal. His words are heeded by others. And therefore the end of the pasuk it gives us this clarity of Zeh Kol Adam, that the whole world would be created, would be justified, the whole creation for him alone. And finally, to finish up the daf for today, Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Sheyodeh B'chaver Shu Rogil Lite Lo Sholom, Yachdim Lo Sholom. If a person knows that his friend is going to say Shalom Aleichem to him, don't even wait for that. You should be the Makdim Sholom, Shenemar Bakei Sholom, V'rad Fei, run after the opportunity to say Sholom. The Imnasan Lo, if his friend said Shalom to him and Lo Hifsir, and he didn't return by saying Shalom, then Nikra Gazan, he's stealing that opportunity of blessing his friend with Shalom Birkas Shalom. And that's theft. Shenemar, Posikin Yeshaya Vatem, Biartem, Hakerem, Gzela Sa'oni Bibotechem. And the Gemara is darshaning that Gzela Sa'oni means that there's something implicit here called Gzelas HaOshir, and that's also called Gzela. So what is Gzelas HaOshir? What are you stealing from the Osher? What are you stealing from the Ani, or what are you stealing from the Osher? If a person is Osek, Joshua wants to justify Gzelas HaOni because Halacha doesn't differentiate whether you steal from an Ani or you steal from an Oshi. It's always considered Gzela. So what kind of Gzela is unique to Gzelas HaOni? And the answer is, someone who denies Shalom to his friend, he's stealing the Ani. He has nothing else to steal from him because the Ani has no possessions. What he steals is the Shalom. So we have to be very makbid to respond Shalom and even to take the initiative. Elsewhere the Gemara says he should be makbid Shalom even to an Akum, even to a guy, and there are great stories about that. Rabbi, also, I just wanted to mention to you that we've started our project of Daf Yomi. We're hoping, Mr. Hashem, if God gives us the koach, to continue. We also have Shiurim Be'irin on the Daf. I'm hoping to do it many times during the week. I don't know how many exactly, and we'll see. It'll probably change. I'll let you know. But please listen, if you get a chance, not just to the quick, fast-paced Daf, but also to the Iyun Shiurim. Thank you.